We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. So don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more that you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of the show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/manifest. Just go to Indeed.com/manifest right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/manifest. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. For the new year, I really want to make sure that sauning is a big part of my wellness routine, and that is where I'm thrilled to bring in Boncharge. Boncharge is a holistic wellness brand with a huge range of evidence-based products to optimize your life in every way. Founded on science and inspired by nature, all Boncharge products adapt ancestral ways of living in our modern-day world. Their extensive range of premium wellness products help you sleep better, perform better, and have more energy, recover faster, balance hormones, reduce inflammation. The list really is endless. If you're interested, go to boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code MANIFEST to save 15%. That's boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code MANIFEST to save 15% off on your purchase. That's boncharge.com/manifest.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Manifest with Tori DeSimone. I'm Tori DeSimone, your beloved host and co-host. It's just me. And I hope you guys are having a great Monday. I, for one, am having a wonderful Monday. And I didn't know how excited I was to talk until I just started talking. I hope you guys have sun shining on you and have goals written out for the week and intentions written out for the week. A lot of you guys asked for the self-care planner in last week's episode, and I didn't do the Amazon shop. I couldn't figure out how, if I'm being completely honest. I have to text Brooke and see how she does it, but I had no idea how. So I just put a link on my Instagram, which is at Tori Sterling, and then I put a highlight of links on my Instagram. So they're on there if you guys want to check out the self-care planner. So I hope some of you guys got that self-care planner and are planning and doing your thing. Today's episode is kind of just like girl time. It's a little bit of a life update. It's a little bit of holding me accountable and hoping that you guys would create a goal and hold yourselves accountable and DM me your goal or whatever it might be. But I'm just so excited to catch up with you guys and chit chat with you guys and update you guys on a big goal of mine that honestly, if I don't tell you guys, I probably would end up not doing it. So I'm telling you guys to hold myself accountable. So let's just start off with a little life update. I had Stride's 3-year anniversary on Saturday, which was incredible. I cannot believe that Stride has been open for 3 years. It's absolutely mad. So watching Love Island, still don't understand the lingo, but now all I say is proper fit. I can't believe that it's been 3 years of Stride. It really does go by so fast. Like, I remember saying to someone, like, oh, by the time the lease is up, I'll be 25 and I'll be so young and, like, I'll have my whole life ahead of me. And now I'm 23 and I'm closer to 25 than I am 20. Scary. It's just absolutely wild and absolutely crazy how fast time goes. And it's crazy to see the business evolve and the relationships that we've all made within the business grow and change, and new ones come in, old ones leave. It's just like a revolving door of incredible people all the time. And it's just so, so crazy. Like, I remember recording an episode of this podcast right after my 1 year celebration, and my voice was so raspy, like I didn't even have a voice because I was like screaming so much. And now it's just like, I don't know, it's so crazy to be open for 3 years. Like, that's just the only word that I keep coming back to, is crazy. It really, really is. And you want to know what's even crazier? Is in Sea Isle, which is my second location of Stride, we use headphones in CIO, and I get a lot of questions about why we use headphones rather than projecting sound normally. The answer is that we are in a residential building and our soundproof was not good enough. So the tenants above us hated us for a good reason. We were very loud and I felt very bad. So we had to fix it, and it was either rip out the room and re-soundproof the room, aka $100,000, or buy headphones and use headphones for our spin classes. And I chose the latter option. We got headphones, and I did not want to get headphones because I've never seen anyone do that. If it was indoors, I honestly thought it was so weird. And I tested out a ton of different kinds. I ended up getting the Sound Off headphones, and I love them. I adore them, actually. And I started using them. And once I started using them, I was like, you know what? These are actually really, really cool. And then that's when we introduced them to Stride Sea Isle. I told all the clients, like, these are actually really awesome. And now my staff and clients love them. But when I went back to Phoenixville to go for our 3-year anniversary, we don't use headphones there. We just project sound like normal. I missed the headphones so much, you guys. I am a headphone bitch. Like, they're my thing. I missed them. I don't know. There's something really cool about being able to adjust your own volume. You can hear the instructor so clear. As the instructor, you don't really have to like yell. You don't really have to project your voice all that much, where to the point where you strain your voice. You kind of just have to project a little bit just to have some passion in there, and they don't fall off your head. They give a really cool vibe. I don't know. It was just crazy. I was like, damn, I really miss these little headphones that I thought I wouldn't even like in the beginning, but I'm obsessed with them and I just miss them. It was just crazy. Like, I was teaching and I was like, where's my headphones? It was wild. If you guys want to try it, come to Stride Sea Isle. I'd love to see you. But yeah, it was Stride's 3-year anniversary. It was absolutely crazy. What was so funny was that the day before, so on Friday, I was at a wedding all day and it was so much fun. I had the best time. Really, really fun time. So I was at a wedding that whole day on Friday, and I actually did the bride's makeup throwback, you know, makeup 101, stepping out. I text my mom and she goes, Tori Sterling in the house. So I did the bride's makeup. So when I went to the bridal suite, it was like 8 or 9 by the time I got there. Cause the ceremony was at noon. We started like, you know, having champagne and stuff. And then when the ceremony was at noon, we had drinks after, and then there was a party back at their house, and then we were having drinks after that. So like, we were like kind of drinking like all day long. And you guys know me, I don't really drink a lot. So I was just having like, you know, some champagne. What else did I had? I had a couple glasses of wine and an orange crush. I think that's all that I had. And we had like one meal, and then we like went to bed, whatever, woke up for the 3-year anniversary, drove 2 hours home so I could be there at 7. I ended up going there at like 7:45 because I was a little late of when I actually wanted to be there. But when I got there, I was like running on zero because I barely got any sleep the night before. And I was drinking like the whole day before and like barely ate because there wasn't much food at this wedding. So I like barely ate the day before. And then I get to the studio Saturday morning. There's Jello shots. There's like champagne everywhere. Everyone around me is taking Jello shots. And I'm like, oh my God, I can't start this yet. I was like on a bender. As soon as we were done at Stride, I called my mom and I was like, Mom, I'm on a bender. She goes, how are you? Because my benders are like a glass of wine and then another glass of wine the next day. And I'm like, I'm on a bender. I'm wild. I need to be stopped. So anyway, it was just a really, really fun weekend. And I really enjoyed it. But I want to tell you guys about a goal of mine that I'm going to tell you guys that I need to be held accountable for. Okay. And maybe this will inspire you guys to create a goal similar of your own. And I'm also going to tell you how I'm going to accomplish this goal. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. So don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. So ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree that Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things that I love about Indeed is that I've been able to use it for all of my businesses across the last few years, and it's been really amazing. What I love the most is that I'm able to put down like exactly what it is that I want on Indeed, and the candidates that match that get sent right to me. And then the hard part actually becomes narrowing down which ones are the best for me because they all are exactly what I'm looking for. And then it really just comes down to like, which do I vibe with the best? And that's honestly pretty hard to choose from. But Indeed makes it really easy for me to find really good quality candidates that find exactly what I'm looking for instantly. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more that you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of the show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/manifest. Just go to Indeed.com/manifest right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/manifest. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. For the new year, I really want to make sure that sauning is a big part of my wellness routine, and that is where I'm thrilled to bring in Boncharge. Boncharge is a holistic wellness brand with a huge range of evidence-based products to optimize your life in every way. Founded on science and inspired by nature, all Boncharge products adapt ancestral ways of living in our modern-day world. Their extensive range of premium wellness products help you sleep better, perform better, and have more energy, recover faster, balance hormones, reduce inflammation. The list really is endless. So from blue light glasses, store light therapy, to EMF management and circadian-friendly lighting, Boncharge products help you naturally address the issues of our modern day way of life effortlessly with maximum impact. One of my favorite products from Boncharge is their infrared sauna blanket. I loved sauning and I have for a really long time, but the problem is I always have to go to the gym, and a lot of times I want a sauna at night when I'm cozy at home. I just don't want to leave. That's why using the infrared sauna blanket at home has been so amazing. This is a really great way to ease stress and unwind at the end of the day. It's also really good to detoxify, and it promotes lower inflammation in the body, which is really, really huge. What's also really cool is that because this is a blanket, your head is out of it. So it's honestly, I find it's easier to stay in this longer. And because my head is out of it, I'm able to like read a little bit longer, and my body still gets all the good benefits that I get while being in the sauna blanket. It's really easy to set up and it's also really easy to clean. It takes less than a minute to set up. It heats up really quickly and I can enjoy like a 30, 40 minute session in the sauna blanket while I'm relaxing, reading, watching TV, meditating. While if I'm in the sauna, I can really only stay in it for like 15 minutes because it gets so hot and uncomfortable, but because my head's out, I'm able to stay in it longer, but I still get all the benefits of it. I just feel so much more relaxed after my sessions. I just feel really, really good. And I just love ending my night with a sauna. Bonchardt ships worldwide in rapid time. They have free shipping on every sauna blanket. They also have easy returns and exchanges, and they have a 12-month warranty. If you're interested, go to bonchardt.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15%. That's bonchardt.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15% off on your purchase. That's bonchardt.com/manifest. Because I made an entire episode about goals and how to accomplish them and how goals are only ever going to stay goals unless you put action towards them. So I have action to put towards it and I'm going to tell you guys it. And yeah, I'm just so excited and I know I can do this and I'm really excited for it. So my goal is I'm running a half marathon on Saturday, November 20th. I'm very excited. So I'm going to do the Philly half and I'm doing it with my friend Brandy. It's so funny because she is also my realtor. She's the one that sold my house, but she's also my girl. Love her. She was my friend before she was my realtor, but now she's also my running buddy. We have many roles, her and I, but I'm very excited. So she actually DM'd me. I think she was like out on a boat and she DM'd me. She goes, "Want to run a marathon?" And I was like, "Yeah, what's the worst that can happen?" So then she's like, "Ha, okay, let's do it." And then, you know, we kind of just went on with our lives. And then like 2 days later, she texts me. She goes, "No, seriously, like, are we going to run this marathon?" And I was thinking to myself, like, yeah, like, why wouldn't I run a marathon? It's like the worst thing that can happen is we get hot. You know, like that was like my mindset. I was like, what's the worst that can happen? Like, it'll only make us healthier. It'll make us active. And it will probably instill really good habits in us. And I'll be honest with you guys, lately when I've been at the beach, I've been really, really tired, like all day. Like I'll wake up and I'll have some energy and then 11 a.m. hits and I just like want to go back to bed. And I don't know what it is, but I am just exhausted. I'm exhausted. And I've been looking for a solution and I think that this might help. Another thing is that I just haven't been like regularly exercising. I've been trying my best, but I just haven't really been doing it. So I think having something to train for will also be really good for me. I think it's going to give my days purpose. And I know that sounds sad, like meaning I don't have purpose now in my days. I do, but I think it will give my days something to look forward to at the start of every day. Because the last couple of months, like my alarm will go off and I'm like, I don't know what I'm waking up for so early because life is like so good at the moment. It's a very weird thing, but I'm like, life is so good that like, I feel like I don't need to get up and get after it this early in the day. Like I'm allowed to sleep in a little bit, but then when I sleep in a little bit, I feel like I kind of lose an edge of productivity. It's like a weird thing I'm going through. It's a good problem to have though. But anyway, I've just been really, really tired and kind of looking for something to kickstart a new journey. And I've been saying for a while, like, I'd love to train for something. And, you know, running was always out there, but it wasn't ever something that I like seriously considered just because I always told myself, oh, I'm not a runner. Oh, I'm not, you know, good at running. I'm not a distance runner. I don't enjoy it. I would just tell myself all these things. And I listened to an episode of The Mindset Mentor and I forget what it was called. Let me see if I can find it. It was a really good episode and I think you guys should listen to it because it's about mindset and how you talk to yourself and how important it is. Oh, it's called The Most Powerful Tool for Manifestation. And pretty much he just talks about how you just need to switch how you talk to yourself and you suddenly will have this new vocabulary about yourself and this new perception of yourself and this new outlook of yourself, which is very true. So I've always told myself, oh, I'm not a runner. I don't like distance running. This isn't my thing, et cetera, et cetera. And of course, that's all I'm going to believe because that's all I've ever told myself. Well, now if I switch my narrative and I start saying, I am a distance runner, I enjoy running, I'm great at training, and switch that vocabulary and definition of myself when it comes to running, I'm going to start becoming a distance runner and I'm going to start becoming this athlete that I've always kind of wanted to be. And going back to my original point of I've always wanted to train for something, when I was doing CrossFit very lightly back in like 2019, I'd say, no, actually it was in the beginning of 2020. It was like November, January, and February. I was always like, you know what? And I was really into the CrossFit games. I would watch them all the time and I'd watch like the movies of them, the documentaries. I thought it was really, really cool. I'd follow along. And what really appealed to me was that these were quote unquote normal people who trained to become incredible athletes. Because being 23, 22 at the time, you know, I guess even 21 at the time, you look at these, you know, athletes in the Olympics and they've been doing this forever. You look at gymnasts, you look at NFL players, you look at baseball players, all these people that have been doing their sports forever and ever and ever. And you think like, oh, well, I'm too late to get started on this. I've missed the mark to get started on it. But then you see CrossFit athletes who have started when they're 20 and now they're 25 in the CrossFit games. That to me was always very inspiring because it made me feel like I didn't miss a benchmark. Like I could start now. And the same went for running. Like even like, I think like a year ago, I really wanted to just run track and just kind of get into it and train for something. Like I wanted my workouts to have a purpose to them. And I wanted them to have a purpose that was larger than me. It's almost like an athlete that played all through middle school, high school, college, maybe even went professional. And now they're transitioning out of this athlete life and they don't know what to do and they don't know what to train for. I kind of feel similar to that, but I've never played like a sport my whole life. I don't know. It was always just like I just wanted to have a purpose with my workouts and I wanted to train for something. But I always had this narrative that I wasn't a runner. But now I'm switching that and I am a runner. So Brandy texted me. She's like, do you want to run this marathon with me? And I was like, yeah, literally, what's the worst that can happen? So I was in Sea Isle at the time. I actually had to drive home that day because I was prepping for the wedding and the 3 years. So I had to come home. So this was, I think, like Thursday night. No, this was Wednesday night. Drove home Wednesday night and I was starving. So I got Chick-fil-A and I'm sitting in bed eating Chick-fil-A, watching Love Island, you know, doing my thing. And she goes, okay, I did it. And she sent me a picture of her signed up for the Philly half marathon, and which is 13.1 miles rather than like the 26.2. And I was like, okay, we're really doing this. So I'm eating Chick-fil-A and I'm signing up for this half marathon. And I take a picture of my registration. I send it to her. I said, okay, me too. And I did it and I signed up for it. And the last time I said I was going to run a marathon, me and Lindsay were in quarantine and we were like, let's run a marathon. And I was like also getting over like a boy that I had a crush on. I was like, I'm going to get hot to like have like revenge on him, whatever. And it wasn't like a breakup. It was like a crush. And I think we were like fighting that day. And then we never had actually stopped talking. It was so stupid.
Hey guys, it's Cheyenne Davis. You may know me from MTV's Teen Mom OG or Think Loud Crew podcast. I'm here with my dad, Papa Floyd, to tell you about our new podcast, Unfiltered Kitchen.
The kitchen is the hub of the household for many of us, the one-stop shop for conversations both big and small. Cheyenne and I have been having open conversations about all aspects of life in our kitchen since well before she was able to see over the counter.
And now we're inviting you into our own kitchen as a part of the family.
Unfiltered Kitchen is a two-way street. I share my advice on cocktails, cooking, parenting, and the lessons I've learned.
And I inform my dad what it's like to raise kids today, how generational barriers affect us, and the joys of being a daughter. Well, your daughter.
Get ready for a whole lot of unfiltered advice. You can take it or leave it, but you're never going to leave this table feeling hungry for more.
Listen to Unfiltered Kitchen wherever you get your podcasts.
But anyway, and then we like went on like three runs and we never got past like 3 miles because we're like, this is stupid. And I didn't really tell anyone. I like made a joke about it on the podcast. I was like, yeah, I'm running. I'm training for a marathon, but never like did anything about it. Anyway, it was just crazy. So now we're actually doing it. And I'm so excited because I was like, all right, well, if I'm doing this, like I'm doing it. So I went out and I bought a Garmin. And I'm loving it. I got the Forerunner 55. I went on Garmin's website and the first Garmin they show you is like $900. And I'm like, oh my God, it's this much? And then I found this. This was $199. So $200. And I really, really like it. So I had an Apple Watch, but I really wanted something that had a little bit more stats to it. And I'm really glad that I got the Garmin because I love the stats that comes with it. So I'm very excited. Let me show you the stats, or let me talk about the stats really quick that comes with the Garmin. So you get an app. It's called Garmin Connect. And in it, it tells you everything. So it tells you your, you can also adjust what you want to tell you. So this is what I had it tell me. My heart rate, my body battery, which is very cool, stress, intensity minutes, which I'm not really even 100% sure what that is, but it tells you that. Steps, calories that you burn in a day, sleep, and respiration. So I'll tell you guys about my stats. Like the thing that I really like seeing is my sleep. So last night I slept for 9 hours and 26 minutes. I was in deep sleep for 25 minutes of that, which is not very good. I had light sleep for 6 hours and 44 minutes. Wait, this is not like really bad sleep, isn't it? And I was in REM for 2 hours and 17 minutes. And the night before, for reference, I slept 8 hours and 41 minutes. 2 hours and 47 minutes of that was REM, 22 minutes of that was deep, and 5 hours and 32 minutes of that was light. I guess I'm not as good of a sleeper as I thought I was. Well, that would make sense why I'm so freaking tired all the time, literally all the time. I was listening to a podcast yesterday with Nick Bear and the founder of Whoop, and they talk about sleep and how important it is and how like Whoop measures it. So does my Garmin, which is like so cool. I love seeing my sleep. It's like I wake up and I'm like, how did I sleep? Anyway, in it, he talks about like how to optimize your sleep. I'm going to try it tonight when I go to bed tonight and hopefully it's better. But I always say that like I really remember my dreams. And I guess it's because I do dream for a good bit. Like I feel like 2 hours and 17 minutes is a very long sleep. Of dreaming. Like that's a long REM cycle. At least I would think. Let me Google that. How long is the average REM cycle? Is that like a good thing to Google? The average length of the first REM sleep cycle is between 70 and 100 minutes. Okay, more than that. The average length of the second REM cycle is about 90 to 120. Oh, so maybe I'm behind. How much REM sleep do you need? On average, you'll go through 3 to 5 REM cycles per night. Let's see how many I went through. Last night, I went to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I went through 5 last night. Okay. 3 to 5 REM cycles per night with each episode getting longer as the night progresses. Yes, that happened to me too. Awesome job. The final one may last roughly an hour. Yes, I'm on track with that. For healthy adults, spending 20-25% of your time asleep in REM is a good goal. If you get 7 to 8 hours of sleep, around 90 minutes of that should be REM. Okay, so I'm actually right on target. So I had 9.5 hours of sleep last night. I went to bed at 10:07. I woke up at 7:30. Awesome. Love that. And of that, 2 hours and 30 minutes. So that's like pretty much exceeding the goal. So I did pretty good there. Yay, go me. But how much deep sleep should we be getting in a night? Let me Google that. How much deep sleep should I be getting in a night? Okay, let's see what this says. Scientists agree that sleep is essential to health. While stages 1 to 4 and REM sleep are all important, deep sleep is the most essential. The average healthy adult gets roughly 1 to 2 hours of deep sleep per 8 hours. I had 21 minutes. Okay, I'm going to try and optimize my sleep tonight, and I'll let you guys know next week how it goes. Maybe I'll do like a little routine. So yeah, it tells you your sleep. What I also think is really cool is the whole body battery. So my body battery right now when I'm filming this at 8 in the morning is at 96. And it's really cool. And like, it'll tell you how much your battery charges and drains. Like last night I was out at happy hour with Jess and Eric, and my body battery was at like a 44 and it was at like an 86 in the morning. So, oh, and when I got home from Stride 3 Year, my body battery was at like literally a 4. It was really bad. It told me to not leave my bed. It literally said, I recommend you rest for the rest of the day. And it was at like 2 p.m. So yeah, like it's cool. Like you can see your body battery like drain throughout the day, and your battery can get more stabilized as you like regularly exercise more and rest and recover more. It's very, very cool. I never really thought I'd be like a Garmin girly because my mom always had a Garmin when she was a runner. So I always just sort of like thought that it was like just for running. And obviously I've never been a runner before, but now I am. So I'm really happy that I got it. It's not a touchscreen, and it's also really cool to just have a watch because now I don't have to like rely on my phone for the time. I feel like I can kind of distance myself from my phone. You can also connect your phone to your Garmin if you want like your notifications to go on there and stuff. On mine, I can't reply on there, but like you can get like the notifications of it. I turned it off just so that I could like kind of distance myself a little bit, but I'm excited. So let me tell you guys my running schedule and what that's going to be in my training schedule. So on Mondays, which is today, it's yoga. So I have a yoga class tonight down at the beach at Stone Harbor Yoga at 6 p.m. So I have yoga tonight, but I'm like on the wait list for that. Let me actually check where I am on the wait list for that because I haven't been on a wait list in so long. When I booked it last night, I was 13th on the wait list. So let me see where I am. Let's see, wait list. You're 13th in line. Okay, so I probably won't get into that class. So if I don't, I'm going to do an online yoga class, probably Aloe Yoga. One of my clients recommended that to me. So I'll probably do an online Aloe Yoga class or an online Bulldog Yoga class. Ooh, you know what? I'm going to do an online Y7 yoga class. That's what I'm going to do. So I'm going to do that. And then, so Mondays are yoga. And then I run on Tuesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, and Sundays. Tuesdays are my easy runs. So for example, this week, I'll take as my workouts for this week. My mom made my workout plan because she used to be a runner. So she has like all these plans. It's awesome. So Tuesday, I have an easy 2 mile run. On Thursday, I have a 2 tempo 1 run. And what that means, let me actually pull it up because I don't want to mess it up what it means. So she's like, she created these like training regimens for different types of runs. So a tempo 1 run means that it's 15 seconds per minute faster than the easy pace for the entire run. So if I ran like a 2 mile run at, let's say like 9 minutes per mile, then I would run on Thursday my 2 miles at 8 minutes, 45 seconds per run. And then starting week 6, I would do tempo 2, which is 30 seconds per minute faster than the easy pace for the entire run. So my mom incorporated a lot of speed work into this too, so that I would like kind of develop some speed, get a little speedy. So like, again, let's say by week 6, my easy tempo or my easy run is like an 8 minute and 30 second mile. I would try and run my tempo 2 runs at 8 minutes per mile for the entire run. So that sounds fun. Okay. And then on Friday, I have 2 miles of speed work, meaning that I do 8 laps around the track, 2 laps warm up. I said WU, and I literally just said in my mind, WU, warm up. 2 laps warm up, 8 by 100 with 100 recovery. Not sure what that means, but I'll figure it out. 2 laps of cool down, and it's like speed work. And then Sunday is my long run for the week, and I'm running 3 miles. Yeah, so I do yoga on Monday, run on Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Sunday, and I rest on Wednesdays, and I teach spin on Saturdays. So I'm running 4 days a week, and I'm so excited. It starts today. I have yoga today, my first run tomorrow. And I think I'm going to share it on my Instagram story. I was also listening to another episode of Nick Bear where he was talking about his diet for his Ironman. Here I am running a half marathon. I'm like, let me listen to an Ironman. So he like gave what he eats. And I think I'm going to try and do like something similarly modified just so that I'm like, you know, going from working out like once or twice a week to 6 days a week is going to be a big change for my body. So I'm definitely going to try and fuel myself properly without getting too crazy obsessive about it, because that's how I am. I typically get very crazy obsessive about things. So I'm going to try and fuel myself properly. I'll post my meals on Instagram too, and I'll update you guys in a couple of weeks when I kind of get into a good groove. But I liked what Nick Bear ate. It sounded pretty good. Carb heavy, and I love me some carbs. If you guys have any advice, slide in my DMs and let me know, especially when it comes to running. But I'm very excited for this, and I wanted to tell you guys so that you guys could hold me accountable for it. And I think this is the perfect opportunity for you guys to create a goal as well. If you've wanted to do 75 hard, I'm now seeing 75 soft. If you guys want to run a half marathon, if you guys want to do a 5K, if you guys want to take 6 spin classes a week, like, I think this is a great time for all of us to create a goal and to crush it and to kill it and to accomplish it. And I am so excited to see what we can do. And I'm just really happy that I told you guys, because now it's real and it's in the universe and it's a thing. And I think it's cool to keep one another accountable. It's our manifest community, manifesting and accomplishing our goals together. So yeah, guys, that's really all that I have for you today. Just some girl time, just some girl catch up. And I hope this inspired you in some way to run a half marathon, accomplish any goal that you guys want. I really do think it would be fun if we all did this together. So guys, I hope you have the absolute best Monday ever. Next week, I'm going to do an episode all about how to find your lead domino. I'm very excited for that episode. So tune back in next week, because I talk about it a lot. But how to find your lead domino is so important. So I'm very excited to chat about that next week. I hope you guys have the absolute best day ever. My Instagram is @ToriSterling_ if you guys want to follow along. If you want to train with me on the bike and do spin classes with me, you guys can do strideathome.com. Use code Tori, T-O-R-I, to get your first month for $10. After that, it's $35 a month. And I'd love to see you guys on there and do some spin with me. So, guys, I love you. Have a wonderful day. And I'll see you guys all very soon. Bye.